When I first played Hamlet, I never expected to be successful in it because I'd brought myself up on all the descriptions of other actors. I'd seen it 7, 8, 10 times before when I was young. I devoured everything about Irving, and I thought, well, I shall just go on and give a lot of cliches and imitations of things that I think Hamlet ought to do. But in some strange way, I remember it very well. At the first performances, I had a kind of feeling when I began to play it that there was only my own way to do it, and I kind of found the part as I went along in a very strange and sincere way, which I had really never done before in acting. And I think I found for the first time a way to communicate my own feeling to the audience because it was so very strong. And it wasn't the feeling I had expected from seeing the play or from rehearsing it. Hamlet is a play of shocks and surprises. And the character of Hamlet, about which so many millions of words have been written, and so much thought has been given by actors, and so much confusion and argument has been caused among scholars and audiences.